President Bush travels to Berlin today, where he'll meet with Chancellor Gerhard Schröder and address the German parliament. Tomorrow, he goes to Russia for a summit with President Vladimir Putin. They'll sign a nuclear arms accord and declare their commitment to a new era in bilateral relations. Putin's decision to back the U.S. war against terrorism marked a turning point in relations with the U.S., but NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports many ordinary Russians still distrust America.
Among Russians, no foreign country evokes such a range of opinions and emotions as does America. Wonderful, powerful, rich, arrogant, aggressive. 21-year-old Katya's a computer programming student. She and some friends have just finished lunch at a Moscow McDonald's. Katya likes American-style fast food, but not America's global role.
I don't like Bush. America wants to hold power over the entire world. We don't like the fact that America can just decide to bomb any country it wants.
Katya calls the U.S. a hypocritical country. She notes it led the charge to send Slobodan Milosevic to the war crimes tribunal. At the same time, she points out, the Bush administration had refused to endorse an agreement setting up an international criminal court. Pollster Yuri Levada says Katya's opinions aren't unusual. And Levada says more than 50% of Russians see ulterior motives behind the anti-terror campaign.
There's a dominant opinion that the campaign against Islamic fundamentalism is really aimed at achieving a goal of increasing the influence of the United States over the entire world, to spread its military bases and subjugate the world.
And while President Putin pursues closer ties with the United States, Levada says 60% of Russians are convinced the U.S. and the West have negative intentions towards their country.
There's a widespread feeling that the West, and foremost the U.S., works to harm Russia, that Western companies, Western capital, and Western governments try to use Russia's weakness in order to take over its resources and tear it apart. Especially painful is the feeling of humiliation.
Levada says this feeling of humiliation helps explain Russian indignation over the Salt Lake City Olympic Games. But another pollster, Masha Wolkenstein, says short-term issues like the Olympics show that among Russians, negative sentiments towards America are often not deeply held.
If you talk to people what kind of relationship it should be with the United States, it is always very pragmatic, and the reaction would be being in good relation, trying to understand your own interest, and not real conflict.
Professor Viktor Kremenyuk of the USA Canada Institute disagrees. Kremenyuk says negative feelings towards America are real, largely based, he says, on Russian envy of America's political, economic, and military might.
The Cold War, we ended with the different results. America has preserved everything it had. You know, we have lost the Soviet Union. A lot of our former allies, they wanted to become immediately American allies.
Kremenyuk dismisses the 70% popularity rating President Putin consistently gets in opinion polls. He says there's a more reliable indicator of the president's support.
If you want to know or to have an idea how much or how large is the opposition to Mr. Putin, look at the anti-American campaign in Russia. Because everyone knows that Mr. Putin is strongly standing for close relations with the U.S. So everyone who attacks the U.S. attacks the president.
Polls show a majority here believe President Putin has made too many concessions in supporting the U.S.-led anti-terror coalition. Analysts say support for closer ties with the U.S. could grow if the new NATO-Russian Council gives Russia a real role in alliance decisions. Economic gestures, like writing off part of Moscow's debt to the U.S., could also help Putin by freeing more money for tackling Russia's pressing social needs. Analysts say Putin must show tangible results from closer ties with America. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.